You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 25th of February 2025. The Australian share market fell today to a six-week low, the S&P ASX 200 at 8,251. That's a decline of 0.7%. With the details, I spoke with Junbei Liu, portfolio manager and founder of TenCap. Junbei, the market's down today. Why?
Look, the market's down on the basis of investors are feeling a little bit worried about what's happening in the US market. Investors worry about, economy in the US market is not doing too well. And at the same time, they worry not enough interest rate cut will come through, which could lead to quite a disastrous outcome. At the same time, we have Trump talking about tariff and the like. So really, you see investors taking some profits of recent winners.
You mentioned a few things there, Trump's tariffs, interest rates, but what about a few of the others, things like reporting season, the geopolitical issues and Chinese economic growth? I mean, how do they rank in the scheme of concerns for investors at the moment?
Yeah, that's quite interesting, isn't it? Because China's economy actually doing a little bit better. Aside from today, you actually have seen, quite a strong rally across China equities, particularly across its tech. However, that hasn't really sparked buying in our resources companies, because in the old days, we used to see China doing well, people buying resources. So still a bit of caution, I think, from investor perspective, that whether the China's growth will be long lasting. Hence why we still see a bit of soggy impact. Reporting season is actually going interesting at the moment. The reporting season itself is not too bad. The companies have had pretty good earnings, revenue growth, but the margin have disappointed. What is the very clear out of this reporting season is that there's a very strong profit-taking behavior. So investors have been selling. The companies have reported good earnings, but expensive, and have been running, share prices rising into the result, has been sold off, and then putting into companies that may just reported a little bit soft result, but share price is very cheap, and hopefully that's the one, the last bad result. So we see a bit of rotation happening, in the last few weeks, and sort of just picked up quite meaningfully in the last few days as well.
Of the companies reporting today in Australia, which ones caught your attention and why?
Yeah, there's a couple of them, interestingly. So we've got Domino's reported. Of course, Domino only just a few weeks ago updated the market about their restructure, about shutting stores, and then about like-for-like comparable sales growth was doing so well. However, at the result today, they seem to have reversed everything they have talked about aside from the restructure. Their like-for-like sales has slowed down just in the past couple of weeks quite meaningfully. And then the management couldn't quite put the finger on why. At the same time, they have talked to, not sure how to fix up some of the franchisee profitability. Japan market fell apart, and then the offshore market, the other European markets not doing very well either. So you're actually seeing the share price reversing of what it did just a few weeks ago. On top of that, we also had a result from Zip. It's an incredible result, seeing share price up significantly. Again, Zip recently had a similar reverse experience, recently reported, update in terms of sales and saw share price fell. And today the result came through with very strong profit guidance. And then we've seen the share price up significantly. So these two seem to be, still stand out in a market that's generally a little bit soft as the investors take profit.
In terms of profits, when we look at the US now, one of the world's biggest companies, Nvidia, is preparing to report later this week. How important is this report, and what are you looking to?
Look, it's going to be very important. It's a bellwether for essentially the Nasdaq and also for investors buying that whole AI thematic. What people are looking for is the accelerated growth, and that obviously the challenge is that there has been the expectation is so significant for this company to beat. There is quite a high likely chance that it might disappoint, as we have seen so far. Many of the tech companies that have reported this reporting season in the US have all disappointed. Fingers crossed, but you might see a little bit more wobble across some of those tech and expensive companies in the coming days.
So, with all of that in mind, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Yeah, I think the opportunity is actually, back at home. We see a lot of companies, particularly cyclical companies like retailers and others, or even property trust companies. At the moment, because of the sell-off, we are seeing a bit of buying opportunity. Australia rate cut just started, and we still got many to come. And and then consumers sort of holding up okay. And then this sell-off really just creates, make these valuation looks much, much more reasonable. And then buy into that sort of, earnings upcycle for our consumer companies.
It's Junbei Lu there from 10Cap. Shares in WiseTech Global continue to fall today, down by 2.8%, follows a 20% decline yesterday. With the details, I spoke with Kyle Rodder from capital.com.
More or less, it's this impact of governance issues at the company, which sort of started off as a reputation risk, developed into, again, a governance issue, which has had a material impact on the company's profitability and guidance. It told us that around 6 months ago, when it delivered an update in October, that these issues were having an impact on the company's performance going forward. We've had this exodus of board members announced in the last 24 hours or so, and another downgrade effectively to guidance that future earnings will be at the bottom end of the range provided at the end of last year. So it's hard to say what's actually going on in the company at the moment, but clearly it's a very chaotic environment at the top and it's having a material impact on the business now. So investors are really just wanting to see a resolution to this problem because, again, it's actually impacting not just the way that the government, the company's being perceived, but actually its ability to execute on strategy and make money.
Given we're talking about tech right now, and we know one of the reasons why markets have really been surging over recent months is this attraction to AI-related companies, right? Given this hard run-up and so much attention onto AI, is there a fear about it being overvalued or the potential for it to be wound back?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Wall Street, it's a little bit more pertinent because, you've got the Magnificent Seven stocks, which have been propping up the market and have been at the, center of this AI revolution, if you want to call it that. We have seen some of those benefits bleeding into the ASX 300 as well. And a company like WiseTech was a beneficiary of that, along with, NextDC data centers and what have you. What I would describe it as is that when you have markets as richly valued as they are, and we also have this kind of situation where there's such a strong narrative, propping up these hopes for future earnings, is that you have a market that is, richly valued, perhaps justifiably, but quite prone to shocks. And incidentally, we do have NVIDIA's results, which will be the most crucial event for the week, arguably, later on in the week this week. And that'll tell us a lot about chip demand going forward from the US hyperscalers. It'll also tell us a lot about whether chip demand could be dented by some of the developments we saw from DeepSeek a few weeks ago and what's happening in the Chinese AI space. So it's a big thematic. It's a positive thematic. But again, when you get these markets so richly valued, they are prone to shocks and downside surprises.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
I would just be pointing towards Chinese markets and the Hang Seng at the moment, really on the basis that we've seen an extraordinary rise to start the year. And just very quietly, we seem to be seeing a bit of a return to animal spirits in that part of the world. The Hang Seng in particular is up considerably. The move was added to last week because of Alibaba's results. And there's almost this kind of bleeding into the Chinese tech ecosystem. These hopes generated by DeepSeek a few weeks ago that China's AI industry is starting to really pick up, can justify some higher valuations for its tech stocks. But there's also been some interesting political developments in China where the central government seems to be much more amenable to support its tech industry, obviously for strategic reasons, but also seems to be opening the doors or opening its arms again to private enterprise. And there's that whole Jack's back trade, referring to Jack Ma, that seems to be developing there as well. So keep an eye on that space. We've seen a really, really big move in the short term, so prone to a bit of a pullback, but there does seem to be something moving and actually happening now in those in the Asian region, in China's markets in particular.
That's Kyle Rodder there from capital.com.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.